A diverse chorus of voices calling for justice and an end to police brutality continues in many cities across the nation. The protests follow the death of George Floyd, a black man killed by a white Minneapolis police officer. And in some places, these protests are being led by white people. As GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports, that has many asking just what role white people have in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Every night in downtown Woodstock, roughly 100 people wave signs that say things like Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe. It's the result of a Facebook group started June 1st that already has more than 1,000 members. Ryan McCall is the white 23-year-old Kennesaw State University student who started the Facebook group called Black Lives Matter Woodstock.
I've been kind of looking for a place to start activism in Woodstock for a while. I have a lot of heart in this issue in particular because I'm actually descended from Stonewall Jackson, and so I've wanted to provide a medium for people to speak out on injustices.
It comes as little surprise that McCall's group is mostly white. More than 78% of Woodstock's residents are white, and about 72% of voters cast ballots for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Still, McCall is sensitive to two conflicting messages: that white people should not be silent, but also they should shut up and listen. Gerald Griffith is a black man who lives in Woodstock with his wife and children. He isn't a member of the Black Lives Matter Woodstock Facebook group, but he says he doesn't have a problem with white voices speaking up.
I think we all have to find our role to play and be respectful of people playing other roles in order to make it work.
For his part, Griffith also brought people together with his own town talk in the park. The Black Lives Matter Woodstock Facebook group wants more diverse representation, and that includes putting more people of color in leadership. People like Grace St. George, who is a biracial administrator of the group. She says she's grateful for the movement in the cities like Atlanta.
We got to move to the suburbs. We got to move out and let everyone here know that this isn't just in a city. This isn't far away from home. This is happening in their hometowns. This is in our backyard.
And though Georgia doesn't have an official Black Lives Matter chapter, St. George's group of predominantly white people is using that name on Facebook. And that doesn't sit right with Deidre Clymer. Clymer is a white woman with black children and grandchildren. She questions the choice of name.
The primary issue is the appropriation of the name Black Lives Matter and the appropriation of the physical and emotional labor that people did to get that name recognition. When I asked that, I was told, yeah, but that name gets, that's what's getting people here is that name. And I'm like, ooh, that starts to get really yucky, right?
Clymer says she's tried to encourage the group to change its name so that it wasn't appropriating the Black Lives Matter name. But instead, an administrator deleted her post and then blocked Clymer from the group. Clymer says she respects the white members of the group for taking up the cause, but it's a fine line between joining a movement and taking it over. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.